Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And because we are nearing the date of the death of George Gershwin, we thought we would celebrate the Gershwins in the next, I believe, 2 weeks, if I'm correct, Ted.
Yes.
So today it's going to be the less familiar Gershwin, because we've played all of the familiar Gershwin ad nauseum. So we're going to listen to some songs that you probably don't know. And then next week, we'll be looking at lyrics by Ira to give him his due as well.
Absolutely. And we're going to start with the overture to a 1924 musical that had its premiere in London and never played in New York. Its first American performance took place in 1987 when John McGlynn conducted a concert version of Just the Songs, and then it was staged in 2017 by the Ohio Light Opera. And we're going to start our lesser familiar Gershwin with the overture to Primrose.
Thank you.
You heard the Overture to Primrose, and you heard the new Princess Theater Orchestra conducted by John McGlynn, who was a great friend of Gershwin and his music.
Now, we have a song from Primrose that was recorded first, as far as we can tell, by Maureen McGovern, but you might be familiar with this song if you know the score to Crazy for You, which was the Broadway updating of Girl Crazy, where they raided the trunk and pulled more songs in from other places. The song is entitled Naughty Baby, and we decided to go back to Maureen McGovern's recording of this, and this comes from a CD that is entitled the same thing. Was Maureen McGovern with Naughty Baby from Primrose.
Another song from Primrose surfaced in a collection of Gershwin songs that was made into a musical called My One and Only in 1983. And it was part of a medley, but Michael has taken out the section called Boy Wanted. And it's sung badly here by Twiggy.
Miss Herbert, what is it you're looking for in a man? I mean, if you could put an ad in our paper describing your ideal mate, what would it say?
He must be able to dance.
Oh, but surely there's more to it than that, Miss Herbert.
He must make life a romance.
Yes, that's more like it. How did you put that?
I said a boy wanted one who
You heard Boy Wanted, sung by Twiggy, as it was used in the musical My One and Only, but it originally came from Primrose.
Now we're going to stay with My One and Only for our next song, because once again, it was a song that was taken from another musical that didn't really get heard in the United States. That musical was Tell Me More. The title of the song is The Wonderful Kickin' the Clouds Away. And from the 1983 cast of My One and Only, we have Roscoe Lee Brown and the company to sing it.
I just heard a spiritual, one that every phonograph's a phone. I know when you hear it, you will find that all your troubles have flown. When the sky looks cloudy, when the blue is turning gray, it'll make the sun say howdy to you. It'll drive your cares away. Get all set and up on your toes. This is the way it goes. Come on along, you can't go wrong, kicking the clouds away. Keep making hay, kicking the clouds away. Wise and take it to heart, and you will laugh from the start to the end of a perfect day.
Hey!
That was Roscoe Lee Brown with the Company, and that was the Company from My One and Only. But he was singing a song originally used in Tell Me More, Kickin' the Clouds Away.
We're going now to a song from the 1927 musical Strike Up the Band. No, it's not one of the popular ones. It's one of the ones that probably was not used in the final version of the show, but it was featured in an album by Kiri Taikanawa made in 1987 called Kiri Sings Gershwin. And here she is with the charming song, which Gershwin really liked, called Meadow Serenade. One of the lesser-known songs from 1927's Strike Up the Band, Meadow Serenade, sung by Kiri Taikanawa.
Now, the Gershwins won, I think it was a Pulitzer Prize, with Of the I Sing. Well, they won for the book. They did not win for the score because there was not such a thing at the time. But the sequel to Of the I Sing, called Let Them Eat Cake, was a huge failure for many reasons. We got to see a semi-staged production of both of these in one sitting at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in 1987. I think it was one of the longest weeks I spent in the theater for those two. It was gloriously done. I don't know how the performers made it through the night because the audience kept dwindling away as the performance went on. But we do have two songs from the recording that was made, and it was funded by Mrs. Ira Gershwin. Here from Let Them Eat Cake, the 1987 Brooklyn Academy of Music revival cast, is Maureen McGovern and the chorus to sing a song called Climb Up the Social Ladder.
Though you have gentility and respectability, though you have a social charm that presses,
first what are you but the middle classes?
It's true.
Let's cut out formality. get down to reality. You're the kind the upper class looks down on. You're the kind Bargerman you were thrown on.
If you, it's true, ladies, if you would advance socially, then here's your chance.
All you have to do is buy a blouse of blue, and you become a member of the new DAR.
The second revolution and the blue DAR.
Ladies, it's like marrying a title.
There's no one in the land can rise as high as members of the second DAR.
I'm up the social ladder. Join the second DAR. What makes a woman gladder than to be a social star?
Our first song from Let 'Em Eat Cake was Maureen McGovern with the chorus singing Climb Up the Social Ladder.
We thought you'd like to hear the title song from Let 'Em Eat Cake, and in that production, it was sung by Larry Kurt, Gordon Haskell, and the company.
Oh, comrade, you deserve your daily bread. That's what I have always said. But I'll go further, you shall have a break. From now on you'll be eating cake.
We always wanted cake, at last we get the break.
I'm asking payment on an ancient debt, as promised by Marie Antoinette.
Comrades, it is clear, the millennium is here.
Let 'em eat cake, the land of freedom is free once more. Let 'em eat cake, let there be sunshine from shore to shore. Now the time to be waking, come on, let's start. Now the time to be taking your part. Let 'em eat cake, good times are coming, the skies are clear. Let it be known the whole world
The title song from Let 'Em Eat Cake, as it was performed in the 1987 Brooklyn Academy of Music Revival cast, featured Larry Kurt, Gordon Haskell, and the company.
It seems unconscionable that there should be a George and Ira Gershwin score that didn't have a hit song in it, but that was the case with Sweet Little Devil, which was popular. It ran for 120 performances after opening on January the 21st, 1924. We are going to listen to some songs from Sweet Little Devil, primarily because, thanks to PS Classics, we've got a studio cast recording. which is the first time much of this music has ever been recorded. Our first song is entitled You're Mighty Lucky. Performing it are Rebecca Luker and Danny Burstyn.
Though I hate to talk about myself, babe, I would like to say a word or two. Don't believe that I was on the shelf, babe, before I met you. Lots of nifty dames were after me, babe. Some of them are nuts about me still. When you think that you're the gal that won me from the rest, gosh, I'll bet you get an awful thrill. You're mighty lucky, my little ducky, to get a guy like me. My life is Hades, evading ladies that ask me out to tea. Gloria Swanson's hot for me. Look at the stud she got for me. And Mary Pickford sent me a trick Ford and sent it FOB. Mae Murray phones me, you'd think she owns me at other girlies' flats. And both the gishes think I'm delicious. They really mean the cats. Beverly Bain fries steaks for me, and Gilda Gray just shakes for me. So little ducky, you're mighty lucky to get a guy like me.
Though I know how much you hate to brag, Sam,
it's true,
I am glad you speak the way you do.
Really?
I know all the beauties that you bag, Sam, and what you go through. But you know I do all right myself, Sam. I have made some charming fellows fall. If it hadn't happened that you brought the subject up, I'd have never mentioned it at all. But you're lucky to get a girl like me, dear. Just as lucky as you will ever be, dear. For I make every fellow prove he's more than a star in movies. Kings and things are all I see. The Prince of Wales, dear, is one that I romanced with. I'm the girl, dear, yes, the girl he really danced with. Chaplin, the people know by me giving him the go-by. So you're lucky to get a girl like me. Yes, you're lucky.
You're mighty lucky, my little ducky,
like me,
to get a guy like me.
Just as lucky.
My life is Hades,
as it will ever be.
That ask me out to tea.
For I make every
Swanson's hot for me. Look at the stud she got for me. And Mary Pickford sent me a trick Ford and sent it FOB.
The Prince of Wales,
Mae Murray phones me. You think she owns me at all the girlies' flats.
I'm the girl.
And both the gishes think I'm delicious. They really mean the cats.
Charlie Chaplin, the
people fry steaks for me. And Gilda Gray just shakes for me. So little ducky, you're mighty lucky to get a girl like me.
Our first song from Sweet Little Devil from 1924 by George and Ira Gershwin was You're Mighty Lucky, performed by Rebecca Luker and Danny Burstyn. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to some less familiar Gershwin on The Dress Circle.
George Gershwin was a busy boy in the winter of 1924. On January 21st, Sweet Little Devil opened, and on February 12th, he played the first performance of Rhapsody in Blue at Aeolian Hall. PS Classics has recorded a number of lost scores, lost because they haven't been recorded, and I'm very grateful to have this recording of Sweet Little Devil. I think one of my favorite songs from the score is the Gigi Bow, and it's going to be sung here by Sally Wilfret and Jason Grah.
I bought a little book by chance, How to Get Fat or Thin. What do you think I read? What do you think it said? It taught about a certain dance, your double chin. Right on page 202, there's some good advice for you. Everybody ought to know the jijibo is all the go. Try it when you arise for setting up exercise. Anywhere you care to go, the people know the jijibo is apropos. How can you miss? Paste it in your hat. First you shake this, then you shake that. If you want a figure that is slim and graceful, this'll bring the thing about. For setting up exercise.
It's like a diet. How can you miss?
Paste it in your hat.
First you shake this.
First you shake this.
Then you shake that.
Then you shake. If you want a figure that is slim and graceful, this'll bring the thing about. Or if you need a tonic that'll make your face full, this is what'll puff you out. So everybody ought to know the jijibo is all the go. Follow the crowd and do the jijibo.
Everybody ought to know the jijibo is all the go. Try it when you arrive. Anywhere you care to go, the people know the jijibo is apropos. How can you miss? Paste it in your hat. First you shake this, then you shake that. If you want a figure that is slim, you that is graceful, this'll bring the thing about. Or if you need a tonic, that'll take your face off. This is what'll pop you out.
From Sweet Little Devil, you heard Sally Wilfret and Jason Graw do the jijibo.
We have a cute little song that comes from the score to Sweet Little Devil that probably never would have been a hit anyway, but it's one that probably would have been totally lost. It's called The Matrimonial Handicap. Singing it are Rebecca Luker, Sally Wilfret, Philip Chaffin, and Jason Graw.
In the matrimonial handicap, he who gambles is a sap. When you pick the winners at a glance, steer clear of that flawed romance. At these odds he hasn't got a chance.
It's 7-1 that love will take flight.
11-1 you'll end in a fight.
13-1 he will leave you.
14-1 she'll deceive you.
15-1 he'll drink a few rounds.
16-1 she'll gain a few pounds.
All you beginners who think you're picking winners, it's 100-1 that you lose.
It's 20-1 he'll fall for some skirt.
30-1 she'll more than just flirt.
40-1 he'll get old soon.
50-1 she'll grow cold soon.
60-1 his temper is short.
80-1 you'll wind up in court.
All you beginners who think you're picking winners, it's 100-1 that you lose.
I'm betting 20-1 some skirt.
I'm getting 30-1, she'll more than just flirt.
I hear it's 40-1, he'll get old soon.
It's clear it's 50-1, she'll grow cold soon.
We're saying 60-1, his temper is short.
We're laying 80-1, you'll wind up in court.
All you beginners who think you're picking winners, it's 100-1 that you lose.
That was The Matrimonial Handicap from Sweet Little Devil, performed by Rebecca Luker, Sally Wilfrit, Philip Chafin, and Jason Graw.
We have one more song from this studio cast recording of Sweet Little Devil that was made by PS Classics in 2012, and it's called Hey, Hey, Let It Go. Jason Graw leads the company.
Gloomy Gus says, give me a pain, any old time at all. But at parties, they are a strain, standing against the wall. When something terrible is on your mind, don't let the other folks see. Home's the place for using the brain. Gather a tip from me. When you're out, don't be slow. Hey, hey, let her go. Be the life of the crowd. Wear a smile, don't be gruff. Hey, hey, do your stuff. Be the life of the crowd. Sing a song or tell a joke. Take a chance and laugh right out loud. That's it. Raise the glass to the lip. Hey, hey, let it rip. Be the life of the crowd. Come on.
Let it fly. Have some more champagne. Hey, hey, let it go. Be the life of the crowd. Give a cry, give a shout. Hey, hey, let it out. Be the life of the crowd.
My solo, my solo. Make a blunder, make a gaffe. Make them wonder, make them laugh.
Right on. Don't be shy, don't be slow. Hey, hey, let her go. Be the life of the crowd.
From Sweet Little Devil, Jason Graw and the company sang, Hey, Hey, Let Her Go.
Well, since we're a little over halfway through the program, let's have another overture. This one comes from the 1925 London show Tiptoes. We have the New Princess Theater Orchestra conducted by John McGlynn with the overture to Tiptoes.
Thank you.
That was the overture to Tiptoes, performed by the New Princess Theater Orchestra, conducted by John McGlynn.
Thankfully, George Gershwin recorded much of his own music for the piano, much of it on piano rolls. And from Tiptoes, we have George Gershwin playing a song called When Do We Dance? Gershwin at the piano presented When Do We Dance from Tiptoes. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
We have another recording, and I believe this is another one thanks to the generosity of Ira Gershwin's widow, who allowed a couple of these shows that were lost to be recorded. We're going to Pardon My English, and this is a 1994 studio cast for some interesting sounding songs. You're going to hear Freud and Jung and Adler, and He's Oversexed, along with Watch Your Head. Performing them are William Catt, Philip Chaffin, and the Male Chorus.
Just let us make one diagnosis. We'll know phosphosis. Dr. Freud and Jung and Adler. find you standing in your undies. We are positive that you have never seen Dr. Freud and Jung and Adler, Adler and Jung and Freud, six sex psychos we.
Mr. Bramley, to see you, sir.
Good, good. Send him in. This is the young man I wish to consult you about. You see, he's to marry my daughter tomorrow.
Marry? Why, that implies sex.
He's over-sex, he's under-sex, he hasn't any sex at all. This sort of thing commences when children scribble on fences. He's over-sex, he's under-sex, it happened when he was that small. His mind is in confusion, there's only one conclusion. He's over-sex, he's under-sex, he hasn't any sex at all.
It's father love,
we're sure he's in love at all. His thoughts, they should be pretty, but they are probably dirty.
It's father love,
it happened when he was that small. His head so badly practiced, the analytical fact is, he's over-sexed, he's under-sexed, he hasn't any sex at all.
We are happy to inform you that you are just as normal mentally as we are.
But you still think I can get married?
Of course. Only remember, Michael, you must watch your head.
You've had two bad shocks.
Another shock, and we're not responsible.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for your kind words, and I'm certainly glad to have met you. I still don't know what you're talking about, but I'm certainly glad to have met you.
If you've any mental problem that perplexes, if there's anything that's wrong with your reflexes, if you're really not certain as to which your sex is, we are positive that you have never seen Dr. Freud and Jung and Adler, Adler and Jung and Freud, six sex psychos we.
Chap to do when he meets a girl like you.
We give you warning, cover up the head.
I'll wear a hat each morning, wear one in bed. But if my heart goes, my head goes too.
Remember what the doctor said. You can lose your heart, but watch your head.
Thank you, Dr. Adler, Jung and Dr. Freud. If you've really cured me, I am overjoyed.
Mr. Bramley, you may rest assured. We are certain you are cured.
I'll be all right now. I've been in a haze.
Your future will be bright now. Analysis pays. You'll never miss all your missing days.
I'm tickled pink that I've employed Dr. Adler, Jung, and Dr. Freud.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't forget to write.
And we'll see you again after the wedding.
Ooh. After Gershwin's death, Ira and Kay Swift put together a film score with unused Gershwin material. And from that score, we're going to hear the Back Bay Polka. It's performed here by Barbara Cook, Elaine Stritch, Anthony Perkins, and Bobby Short.
Don't speak the naked truth. What's naked is uncouth.
It may go in Duluth,
but not in Boston. Keep up the cultured pose.
Keep looking down your nose. Keep up the status quo,
or they keep you out of Boston.
Painters who paint the nude, we keep repressing. We take the attitude.
Even a salad must have dressing.
New York or Philadelphia won't put you on the shelf if you would be yourself.
But you can't be yourself in Boston.
You can't be yourself. You can't be yourself. You can't be yourself in Boston.
Somewhere the fairer sex
has curves that are convex,
and girls don't all wear specs.
But not in Boston. One day it's much too hot,
then cold as you know what.
In all the world there's not
weather anywhere like Boston.
books that are out of key. We quickly bury, you will find liberty.
In Mr. Webster's dictionary,
strangers are all dismissed. Not that we're prejudiced, you simply don't exist.
If you haven't been born in Boston,
you haven't been born, you haven't been born, you haven't been born in Boston.
At nine,
you mustn't undermine
the town of Boston.
No song except a hymn,
and keep your language prim.
You call a leg a limb,
or they boot you out of Boston. You're of the bourgeoisie, and no one bothers, not if your family tree
doesn't date from the Pilgrim Fathers.
Therefore, when all is said, life is so limited. You find unless you're dead, you never get ahead in Boston.
You can't be yourself.
It isn't being done.
You haven't been born.
You never get ahead
unless you're dead. You'll never get ahead in Boston.
Next week, lyrics by Ira. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.